A few questions regarding the laws that we're learning of Lechem Mishneh on Shabbat, as we're studying in Siman Resh Ayin Dalet. It's clear that you need to have two loaves for the Seudot, whether it's on Neil Shabbat, in the morning or in the afternoon. The question arises many times where a person needs to borrow a loaf from his friend to be used as the Lechem Mishneh. His friend has a loaf in front of him. He says, do me a favor, I want to borrow it. Just to use it as the second loaf, I'll give it back to you. Is Lechem Sha'ul, a borrowed loaf, considered legitimate in order to be used for the Lechem Mishneh? Actually, this question is discussed by the Tzitzit Ya'ezer in Chelek Yud Aleph in Teshuvah number 23 in Chav Gima. He first understands from Sevara that there should be no problem with Lechem Sha'ul. Nowhere in the Torah does it say does it have to be Lechem. It says in the Torah in a story form that on Shabbat they collected double portion. And Zecher, to that they collect double portion, so we also have to collect double portion. But nowhere does it say that to be exactly like they did it. That just like they own it, that we have to own it. We have to commemorate what happened in the Midbar. And therefore, he wants to say from Sebara, what do I care if it belongs to him or not? Furthermore, he says that there's a Pri Megadim that writes in Resh Ayin Dalet that let's say a person is careful on Pat Akum. He doesn't eat Pat Akum, bread of the Goyim. He's careful not to eat it. And he only has one loaf of bread. Can he use a Pat Akum for the second loaf? He's not going to eat from it. He just wants to use it as Lechem Mishneh. The Pri Megadim says, b'di'avad, if that's all he has, it's okay. So some want to bring a proof from over here that it's only b'di'avad. But the Chataila, no, why? Because since you can't eat from it. Similarly, bread that's borrowed, you can't eat from it, because it's not yours. So they want to say, maybe from the Pri Megadim, that it's only b'di'avad. But the Sitzitzer says, no. He says, Patakum is worse. The Hidushin Patakum is that even though it's ma'us to this guy, because it's a sin for him to eat it, still you could use it for Lechem Mishneh. Certainly Lechem Sha'ul, that's not ma'us, it's edible. Therefore, he says, even the Chetaila would be permissible for him to use it. And that's his halakha l'ma'aseh, that the bread that you're using for Lechem Mishneh does not necessarily have to belong to you, nor does it have to be able for you to actually eat it. Therefore, he brings up the Levush Mordechai, another question. Sometimes it happens that Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbat, and a person only has one loaf of bread, and he wants to use a piece of Matzah Shemurah for the second loaf. Now, you cannot eat Matzah Shemurah on Erev Pesach, but it's considered Lechem, it's considered a loaf of Shalem on Pesach. We use it for Lechem Mishneh. So the Levush Mordechai wants to say, could be, it's okay. So you see clearly, even though the second bread is not edible, all the more so, the case of Sha'ul, the case of the Matzah Erev is Asur. Here it's borrowed. Somebody's able to eat it. Maybe not him because he borrowed it. And if he would get it as a matzah, he'd be able to eat it. So therefore, halakha l'ma'aseh, the tzitzit there is posek. It is permissible as our custom to borrow bread from each other in order to use it for the Lechem Mishneh. The second question that we discussed today is regarding law of where the bread sometimes becomes attached in the oven. Sometimes a lady bakes bread on a tray and then they become attached. And then when she takes them out of the oven, she wants to detach them to make them separate. Is that considered Lechem Mishneh or not? Maran in Kuf Samech Chet in Seif Dalet discusses not Legabe Lechem Mishneh, Legabe the Berakah Motzi. Cases where two breads ended up touching each other. And he says that if you separate them, the one that's considered separate is considered shalem. The Tosefet Shabbat learns from that law, hu adin b'shabbat, that if you had breads that were attached to each other, and you separated them, each one is now looked individually, it's considered a separate lechem, and you can use it for lechem mishneh. The Ma'azita Shekel learns this case of Maran only in the case where it happened. Where you put them in separately and by mistake, they attach. But if you put them in as one, he learns that it won't be good. However, there are other rabbis that Achav Avadya brings down that even if you did with kabana for them to attach, so long as you could separate them nicely, they're considered separate. And that's the way it seems Achav Avadya holds in the bottom, in Chazon Avadya, in his conclusion, that so long as you can make a clean break to the lechamim, even though they were baked together, even though they were attached to each other, it's permissible to separate them, and you can use each loaf, or each bun as we call it, as a separate lechem mishnah. That's the way the Sitzi Eliezer comes out also in Chelek Yud Aleph in She'ela Chaf Dalet. So that's a very important thing. It happens a lot of times. Sometimes you go to the store, the two breads are attached to each other. They got attached in the oven. No problem. So if you can break them in a clean way, they're considered lechem. There were some rabbis that said you don't even have to break them. Kabbalah doesn't go that far. Kabbalah says you have to actually break them. But once you break them, even if they were made initially to be put together, so long as you can separate them after, it's okay. Last but not least, all the poskim discuss the machine-made matzah. The machine-made matzah is made in one flat piece of dough, and after they have the flat piece of dough, they bake it, and then the machine breaks them up into different pieces. So the poskim question, is that considered also lechem shalem? Since they cut it after it was baked, the poskim say clearly it is, because here they perforated it from the beginning, so it was clear that their intention was to make them separate, and you can't even tell the difference between whether they were made separate or all one, because it's so perfect. And it's better than a case where you took separate and put them together. Here it was made as one and then you separated it after. The Sitzi Eliezer wants to come out and Achav Avadya holds as well that the machine made matzahs is considered, even though they were baked as one, as long as you separated them after, it'll be permissible. So we come out with a few halachot today. Number one, the bread that used for lechem mishneh, the second loaf, does not have to be edible. Therefore, even something that's borrowed will be permissible. You can't eat somebody else's bread. Or even pat akum, for those that are careful not to eat pat akum, will be permissible to use as lechem mishneh. And the second halakha is that even if the loaves are touching each other when they were put in the oven, certainly if it happened by mistake, but some poskim want to say even if it happened, you did it on purpose, but as long as you can separate the loaves from each other and each one looks defined and shalem, it would be permissible also to use them for lechem mishneh. It should be noted that in that case where you're separating the breads, the Rama writes you should cut from the other side, not from the cut of the break. You should cut from the side that looks more shalem.